Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal!
Soccer.
As we normally do on a Sunday, let's catch up with Mark Rudin. Fox Sports, he's part of the team, a former fine player back in his day. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Brett. How are you, mate?
Going very well. Good to talk to you. I did manage to take a look at Central Coast and West Sydney last night. I suppose the big talking point was Luis Garcia fronting up for the first time. He came off the bench and he certainly had an impact in the Mariners' goal last night, but it was the Wanderers who got the late goal through Brenton Santelub to get the 3 points.
Yeah, look, decent game as well. A great atmosphere, 13,000 down in Gosford. Sensational, you know, as far as the Mariners are concerned. They've certainly needed a good news story, and they got one with the signing of Garcia. And as you mentioned, he certainly had immediate impact, you know, putting a ball through for Austin and ended up scoring from it. So you can see the sort of class that he's got. Clearly, he's not in great physical nick or condition. He's not going to be able to see out a 90-minute game, you know, for quite some time. But I think, you know, particularly for the kids out there, or Liverpool fans or Barcelona fans for that matter, or just general football or soccer fans, I would have been delighted to see Garcia, you know, put on a bit of a show, albeit for about a 10-minute spell. You can see he's not conditioned. But, yeah, a wonderful game. At the end of the day, the Wanderers did, as you mentioned, get themselves back into the contest with a late winner. And that was after the Mariners' captain Montgomery was sent off with 10 minutes to go. So all in all, you know, probably a deserved 3 points for the Wanderers.
Yeah, indeed, 2-1. But I suppose for a club that's had a really tough season, had a pretty respectable record in the A-League, and a lot of people have admired Central Coast from afar and what they've achieved. They've had, obviously, a run of outs this year. They just needed a good feel story, didn't they,
yeah,
to just, I suppose, keep a bit of faith that they're actually not as bad as what people are making them out to be.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. For a long time, that's been a very, you know, community, you know, close-knit club, and they've done a lot of things. Probably they've probably been the hardest working club in the country when it comes to getting out into the community and getting people to jump on board the Mariner ship, let's say. And, you know, they've been very successful for a small club. And, you know, they've reached grand finals. They finally won one a couple of years ago, ironically, against the Wanderers. And this year there's been such a large turnover of players and the ownership issues with Charlesworth and what he wants to do with the club, moving games to North Sydney Oval, which, you know, was pretty delusional as far as the, you know, the Central Coast faithful are concerned. And,
yep,
you know, just a lot of things that the club probably didn't need. I guess their focus was shifted away from the community and they were looking at it more from a business point of view. And that's never been the Mariners. They've always been quite good in selling off young players and made good money out of it as well by doing that, by being a community club and investing in the youth and giving the youth a chance. You know, this year, like I said, there's been a massive turnover of players. And that's something that the coach deals, I guess. But, you know, when you talk about Garcia, he could have gone to any club. And like I said, and as you've mentioned as well, if there was one club in the competition that needed a feel-good story and a signing like that just to, you know, inspire the players in the club anywhere in the A-League, it was the Mariners. And so, you know, from that point of view, I guess it was good that Charlesworth decided that, you know, he received $300,000 for the transfer of Adrian Caceres,
yep,
to Manchester City, who's been loaned out to Melbourne City. Different story altogether. We won't talk about that, Brett, but at least he's reinvested that money into Garcia, and I think the crowd have appreciated that.
Yeah, good performance by him last night, but the Wanderers getting at the points at 2-1. Newcastle and Perth, well, two teams that obviously are not going to feature in the finals. 8th and 9th are going head-to-head this afternoon.
Yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting battle. Newcastle finally were able to hit the back of the net last week and on three occasions as well. So hopefully the tide has turned as far as they're concerned when it comes to scoring goals. Perth have been really solid and a hard team to break down. Even with going down to 10 men the last couple of weeks, they've been able to pull off, you know, a couple of draws against Adelaide and Melbourne City. So they're going to be resolute once again today. You'd imagine that Perth, once they get all their players fit and firing, Keogh obviously is back now, and then he'll only get better with games. Going to be a tough contest, but you know, you can't really say, you know, if they won't make the top six. You know, I'll probably agree with you, Brett. There, it's going to be hard for either one of those two teams to make it. So I guess this is an important game because 3 points for both these two teams will continue to give that little bit of hope for both these two teams to eventually make the top six.
Absolutely. And for the two Melbourne teams, which we'll have live here on SEM Monday and Tuesday night, a couple of big games. So Melbourne City up against the Phoenix, and the Victory, of course, taking on their arch rivals on Australia Day, Sydney FC.
Yeah, the Big Blue is always a big occasion, but you know, if you're a Melbournian, you're gonna love being involved and watching games. You've got two in a row, you know, two teams who are in fine form right now. Victory obviously winning 4-0 last week against, you know, the tabletoppers in Brisbane. 15. Brisbane Roar. That's a huge game. Sydney FC themselves aren't playing all that well. They seem to fly under the radar for such a big club. I don't know how Graham Arnold does it, but for one, I'm going to start questioning a few things as far as they're concerned. But, you know, he continues to pick up points, and that's the most important thing. Arnie, it is an astute tactician. He's probably one of the best in the business, understands how to set up his playing group, you know, in accordance to who they're playing against. But it'd be an interesting game, that one. That's for Melbourne City. Well, you'd like to think, and you'd think that they're 3 points in the bag. You know, they're playing Wellington Phoenix, who in a real poor run of form, as bad as they've had in the history of their club. And Ernie Merrick's got a lot of work on his hands to try and turn things around.
Yeah, fair turnaround. And their record in Melbourne, I've got it at the top of my head, Mark, but from memory, isn't the best.
It's not crash hot, but, you know, they have pulled off a few good upset results against the Victory in particular. But, they don't travel the best. And you know, they've needed to turn that around. Last year or a couple of years ago when they made the finals, it clicked for them. It worked for them. They were able to not just win games at home, but away from home as well. They're finding that difficult this year, not just away from home, but at home as well. So, you know, get up against the Melbourne City team, who you'd think after last week would want a reaction, because they should have won that game. You know, they were leading 2-1. They allowed a 10-man per team to get back into the contest. So, you know, you think that they'll be too strong and too good for the Phoenix.
Absolutely. Big day, of course, with Newcastle and Perth on Fox Sports, and then, of course, the two Melbourne teams during the week. Plenty to be played out in this A-League season as teams are jockey for position. The top six are very tight top six. Thanks, Mark. We'll catch you and the team on Fox Sports.
Good on you, Brett. Enjoy the tennis, bud.